Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and steal back Obama.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Don't forget, tomorrow, Daniel Holtzclaw will be sentenced in Oklahoma City, facing 263 years for the rape of 13 black women. He was convicted for several of them, and so hopefully they throw the book at his behind and throw him in jail. And please put him in general population and with have a roommate named Jamal. That's what I'm hoping for. All right.
Please.
All right, Tom, all the attention all of a sudden is now being on Flint, Michigan. Yesterday, President Barack Obama met privately with the mayor of Flint, Michigan, Mayor Weaver, at the White House. There's a photo of her and Valerie Jarrett meeting on Valerie's Twitter page. Last night, Governor Rick Snyder of Michigan addressed the audience and apologized in his State of the State address, said he's going to fix this problem.
Government failed you, federal, state, and local leaders, by breaking the trust you placed in us. I'm sorry, most of all, that I let you down. You deserve better. You deserve accountability. You deserve to know that the buck stops here with me. Most of all, you deserve to know the truth, and I have a responsibility to tell the truth.
There have been numerous calls for him to resign. Michael Moore has been out there, so many others, and there were protesters, Tom, outside of the Michigan State House before he spoke. Joining us right now is Attorney Trishelle Young. She actually has filed a civil lawsuit against various officials in this case. Trishelle, how you doing?
Good morning, Roland. I'm doing great.
So first and foremost, who are you suing in this case? Of course, in this Flint, Michigan water crisis, the water is so nasty. It is so corroded. You have kids who have tested positive for lead. You have residents who cannot take baths. I mean, this is stunning in a major American city.
That is correct, Roland. And really, that's just to name a few. We have people who have died from Legionnaires' disease that we believe is directly connected to this water catastrophe.
There have been 10 deaths, correct? 10 deaths?
There have been 10 deaths, absolutely. And let me just say, we are not impressed by the governor's apology. That's not what we need. We need accountability, and we need remedies. These water bottles and filters, they're good for the interim, but we need the Army Corps of Engineers to come in here and redo the entire infrastructure because the pipes have been damaged beyond repair.
Is that part
of the discussion?
Water
bottles. You mentioned water bottles. The National Guard, they're going door-to-door delivering water bottles. President Obama has signed the emergency declaration for that area as well. And they're also, National Guard, correct, they're also delivering not just water bottles but also water filters to each resident?
That is correct. They are going door-to-door.
Are the residents still paying their water bills, though? Are they still required to pay water bills?
They are required to pay water bills, Roland, and we filed a lawsuit yesterday to seek an emergency preliminary injunction to prevent the city from shutting off people's water because they're charging them for poison water that they can't even use. And we need the water so they can at least have the sewage and flush toilets and, you know, it doesn't become a situation where CPS can come in and start removing children from home.
You were saying about the Army Corps of Engineers. Is that a part of the discussion or has it been?
And that is what we are asking. That is why we are seeking a federal disaster versus a federal emergency, because the limitation on the funds, we're looking at upwards of $1 billion for what needs to be done in the city of Flint. So $5 million from the federal government and the $28 million that the state is seeking really does not amount to much compared to the damage that's been done.
I have a question. What percentage of the population in Flint is African American?
I believe we're approximately 60% African-American.
60?
Correct.
60%.
It's clearly a predominantly African-American town. And we believe that race was a factor when they made the deliberate decision to disregard the health and welfare of the resident.
Now, here's what happened. You had an emergency manager who was appointed by the governor to essentially put over the city, just like we saw in Detroit. Did this emergency manager make the decision to switch the water supply? Because previously it was coming from the city of Detroit. Is that where it came from?
That is correct. It was coming from the city of Detroit. It was pre-treated in Detroit before it was delivered to the city. The emergency manager made a decision to join a new water pipeline that was being built from Lake Huron to the city of Flint, and that's called the KWA pipeline. And we believe that that is one of the things that motivated the governor's decision to save money at our expense. They didn't want to continue to pay Detroit $1 million a month for that water when they could go to the Flint River, which is in our backyard, and reduce the cost. They said the residents would pay less money for the water bills. That never happened.
I understand
we're paying more for water now than we were paying when we were getting it from Detroit.
I understand that the water bills for the average Flint resident is somewhere upwards of $140 or $150.
I can tell you my water bill averages between $180 to $220 a month.
God.
And what's happening right now is those residents, they can't take baths. Obviously can't wash their faces. They can't drink it. They can't cook with it. And even so,
when the city says, turn it on.
When they say they're delivering filters, but we had an expert who said that's not filtering out all of the poison.
Yeah,
that's correct. Not only that, but the filters are only built to go like on your kitchen sink faucet. They're not going on your tub. They're not going on your shower. If they're going to deliver filters to the household, it needs to be a filter that comes and is installed at the point where the water comes into the house so that wherever it's coming out, it's filtered. But in order, you know, just putting a filter on a sink tap, that's not addressing the problem. That doesn't help us. We still can't cook.
So all right, solving the problem. How long will it take? Exactly. How long will it take for the water to be switched over and become clean again?
Well, Tom, the water's already been switched back over to Detroit water. That was done in October. The problem is that pipes have been so damaged that the lead continues to leach into the water source.
So it's a change of the entire pipes.
So you're talking about you literally, and this is how, when you talk about in the billions, you literally are going to have to replace the entire piping system to all of the city, to every, not only from the river into the city, but to every home in Flint.
That is correct.
And what kind of time period are we talking about that? It just boggles the mind, though.
That could take years, no question about it. We're talking about an extended time frame, but we didn't get into this overnight.
Right.
So we're not concerned about how long it's going to take. We're concerned about when they're going to start to address the real problem. And these filters and the water bottles, again, they're great, but they're not addressing the real issue. It's a Band-Aid on a bullet wound.
And so, and there's got to be a two-pronged attack here. First of all, the safety and concerns of your citizens, but also what's going to happen with the governor and his decisions.
That's correct. Our first priority is our citizens, our residents, our children. We need to have early intervention because, you know, with the lead poisoning, the damage is done and it cannot be undone. You know, we have the people who died from the Legionnaires' disease, but on the other hand, you are absolutely correct. We are looking for an investigation. We want criminal investigation. You know, we have our Attorney General, Bill Schuette, who's filed an appearance on behalf of the state government officials in the federal lawsuit, but he's also announced that he's going to conduct a criminal investigation into any wrongdoing.
There's a clear
conflict of interest there. You can't investigate somebody you're representing.
But this is the same Attorney General who previously announced he was not going to investigate.
Absolutely.
With pressure intense, he then said, I'm going to go ahead and launch an investigation.
Absolutely.
You can't boil this water?
No,
you
Tom.
Cannot
no,
boil
Tom.
It. It does not take care of the issue.
Oh,
no.
That's the depth of.
Yep.
And they've been saying the water was bad for years.
Attorney Trishelle Young, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Roland.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you. And good luck to the people in Flint, Michigan.
Amen.